This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Stephen, the Safe Schools Coalition was set up to make Australian schools safer and more inclusive for students who are same-sex attracted or living with gender diversity issues, basically to prevent homophobia and bullying. Do you think that's a good idea?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with those ambitions. Those are great ambitions. Everybody wants schools to be safe places for every student, and students that have same-sex attraction or who are bullied for whatever reason, they need to be safe at school. Nothing, no contest about the ambitions.
The classroom teaching material that the Coalition has put together, the All of Us program, it aims to teach kids to be more understanding of LGBTI students and to be supportive friends or allies. What elements of the program do you like? Are there parts of it that you're supportive of?
It's very hard to support that particular program because the underlying worldview of the program is a worldview that we think just paints a wrong picture about human sexuality and gender and community and ways of dealing with those within a broader framework of human well-being or human flourishing. The underlying worldview is not one that we're very comfortable with.
Which parts of the material are you most concerned about?
One of the things that really worries us is that the material assumes a worldview where sexuality becomes the most important thing about a person. And there's a sense, if you look through the lesson material and the other the exercises that they ask kids to go through, there's a sense in which at a very early age, even before many kids are thinking about these issues, they want to almost encourage kids to think of themselves as identifying as one particular gender and one particular sexuality and to lock that identity in. We just don't think human beings work that way. Students develop at different rates. Students need to develop their own identity, not just in sexuality, but in a whole range of areas, in community and in conjunction with their families. The problem with the program is that it tends to overlay one particular view of human well-being and elevates that above every other view, including especially the view that we are spiritual beings, that we have a relationship with God, that this relationship with God is the thing which, as Christians believe, is the most defining characteristic.
Can I just go back to where you talked about parts of the program that encourage students to think of themselves or identify themselves as being same-sex attracted? I looked at the program and I found one exercise that's handed out to students where it's more that they're encouraged to imagine what it would be like if they were coming out as gay or talking to their teacher or telling their friends on Facebook and so on. So to me, that seems to be teaching the kids simply to empathise.
Programs that encourage kids to empathise with the view of others are really important. Empathy is a very, very important aspect of human society. In fact, it was empathy that Christ showed to the people around him that really defined him from everybody else around who just wanted to judge. The religious leaders of the day just wanted to judge and condemn. You'd have to say that one of the most important characteristics of Jesus is his compassion. So to develop compassion in people is very important. Christians want to develop that compassion in kids in Christian schools. That's different, however, from saying to very young children, look, imagine you're gay. We want you to identify today as being gay. For that child, they may never have had that thought before. They may have never even imagined themselves as sexual beings because these exercises are being given to quite young students. If they are starting to develop a sense of their own sexuality, then that's something that they're going to be working through in conjunction with their family and their teachers and their peers. To overlay a program that then runs an experiment that says, today we identify you as being gay, you'll play the role of a gay person today, is a repeat of a discredited experiment called the Brown Eyes, Blue Eyes experiment. Now, back in the 1960s in the United States, after the dreadful race riots, there was a teacher who was so keen to make sure that her students did not suffer the racism of her community around her that she decided on this controversial experiment. She came in one morning and said, right, today we're dividing the class into brown-eyed people and blue-eyed people. And then she did different things for those different groups. In the way that black people and white people were segregated, she segregated her brown eyes and blue eyes students. And then later in the week, I think, or the next time, she swapped those groups around. The idea was to get them to empathise with being somebody who was oppressed. Now, the context was the race riots in America in the 1960s. Later on, psychologists who have studied that experiment, which has been used a lot, said that it's actually quite dangerous for the people who are asked to identify in these different groups. And for some of them, the psychological trauma that they endured for some time afterwards was deleterious and actually counteracted any good that was done by the experiment. Now, that's not me saying that. There are, there's a considerable body of psychological research that says brown eyes, blue eyes experiments are quite dangerous. Well, the All of Us program uses brown eyes, blue eyes type experiments, and we think for that reason alone, educators should reject the use of that material. So building compassion is great. Using discredited programs to do so, asking kids to identify as something that's beyond their experience, is dangerous.
Kevin Donnelly, a senior researcher at the Australian Catholic University, has described the program in his view as social engineering. Now, just to play devil's advocate for a minute, some people might say that all education is social engineering of one kind or another, and that Christian schools have social agendas too. Would you agree?
All educators have a social agenda. Of course they do. It's about creating healthy societies made up of strong individuals who understand who they are and who contribute to their own family and to others. That's what education is about. It's about economic and social development. But that agenda is informed by a worldview. So for Christian schools, the worldview is of a God who calls us to know him through his son Jesus. And it's about a God who has certain characteristics and who has particular things to say about what it is to be human. One of those things relates to sexuality being best expressed for our well-being, best expressed between a man and a woman in a marriage relationship, committed to each other under God for life. That's why for the church, marriage is such an important issue. In fact, it's a sacrament. The Safe Schools program has a different worldview. In their worldview, there's no God. In their worldview, or at least it doesn't assume a God. In their worldview, sexuality does not relate to our biology, but sexuality relates to the way we feel. And a lot of their exercises are to do with promoting this idea of fluid gender. Now, I have absolutely no problem. In fact, I wrote a report for the government in the 1990s in New South Wales saying that one of the things that we were doing that was damaging our boys and girls was saying, if you're biologically a boy, you need to look like a State of Origin rugby player. And if you're biologically a girl, you need to look like, a ballet dancer or whatever. These are gender stereotypes that are really unhelpful. Because we all live in different places. Boys are artistic. Girls like to play sports and do outdoor activities. If we condemn or judge people based on their behaviours, we have completely lost sight of the gospel message, which is God made everybody in his image. Everybody is worthy. Everybody is to be respected. We need to have compassion for everybody. But gender characteristics do not equate to sexuality, in my view, and I think in the view of the mainstream church. And the problem with the program is that its worldview seems to be saying you can choose your gender, you can choose your sexuality, and you are the king of the universe. You don't have to account to anybody else, including, and I'd add in brackets especially, including especially God. So that's the difference in worldview that means that we just have a fundamental disagreement with the underlying assumptions behind the program.
Okay, it looks like public schools in Victoria will have to sign up to the Safe Schools program by the end of 2018. So far, it's not compulsory in other states. What about Christian schools? It's not being pushed on Christian schools at the moment. What are your expectations for the future?
Well, schools generally, independent schools generally, have been very cautious about any government imposing any ideology. In fact, government schools should also be very cautious about any government imposing any ideology. I can remember a few years ago, schools were rightly up in arms about Brendan Nelson, who was the then Liberal Education Minister, insisting that as a condition of funding, they had to have an Anzac poster on the wall that had a set of Australian values and a picture of Simpson and his donkey. Now, you might say, well, what was wrong with that? They were great values. Yes, they were. But the idea that later on a government would come and use that principle as a precedent to put another set of values on the wall that promoted an ideology that most Australians did not accept, that idea is a dangerous idea. So for that reason, throughout the history of Australia, educators have tended to leave curriculum and ideology to the governments have left that to the educators, and governments have provided general guidelines about values and about beliefs and curriculum outcomes, but they've fallen short of telling schools what to think. What's wrong with what the Andrews government in Victoria is doing at the moment is that it's using the power of its political power and its funding power to enforce an ideology on schools that surpasses the teacher in the classroom and, very importantly, the parent at home. Australia's education system, under the Melbourne Declaration, which is, if you like, the vision statement, the mission statement of all Australian governments, signed up to by the ministers of education a few years ago, that specifically says that education is a partnership between governments and the whole community, including parents and churches and those things. It says that an outcome of education is the spiritual and emotional development of kids. If the Andrews government insists on one version only of a sexuality agenda, then it's completely cut out of the picture, this partnership approach. And it wouldn't matter if they were promoting green apples over red apples. You know, the idea that a government will mandate something in this area is a very dangerous idea.